Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. And right now we are lucky to be joined on the line by friend of the show and one of the just nicest blokes you will ever have the privilege to meet or hear through the airwaves. He does phenomenal things for multiple events and charities and organisations. The chief one, though, is the phenomenal not-for-profit Kickoff at Three organisation. Co-founder of Kickoff at Three, friend of the show, Michael Wallace. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Tony. You're too kind. No, thank you, humbled by the introduction. But also, I need to express, you know, this is not me alone. Ashley Levin, the other co-founder of Kickoff 3, we're here as a team. So unfortunately, obviously, he's not with us on the phone this afternoon. But big love to Ashley, who's powering this juggernaut across the country, along with me and our dedicated team of volunteers.
Absolutely, Michael. I tell you what, he's a friend of the show, likewise, and just an astonishing guy. What you guys do, and we'll build through it throughout this chat, is truly awesome and delivered with love, passion, and no ego, and also not-for-profit style. Totally everything that goes into the Kickoff at Three juggernauts are entirely provided and self-funded and kind of achieved with the support and great partnerships of others. So what a phenomenal thing. But again, it really is. Just before we drill into recent updates, let's just maybe just frame it, put it in context, in case this is the first time somebody has ever encountered you in Kickoff at Three. Clearly, unless you've been away from the world, you will know that one of the major kind of paramount social factors that we're kind of facing is that of kind of knife crime and kind of social malaise. And Kickoff at Three, not solely focused on that, but it does have its preeminence, you know, utilising the power of football, but also with poetry, art, uniting frequently with the wonderful guys, you know, in the basketball side of things, really do provide awesome nationwide opportunities for young people to get engaged positively and to find that positive outlet. It's awesome, Michael. I really have always valued it. But again, just tell us just briefly about how Kickoff at Three kicked off.
Okay, Tony. It originally started way back. We wind the clock back now. This really started in 2016. When myself and Ashley Levin, we come to find out about the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, who unfortunately they lost their son Daniel DeGel to leukemia at the age of 21. So we found out about the charity. We wanted to give back. We wanted to support. The key thing is we wanted to spread awareness. So we arranged a football tournament in February 2016. Bringing along the local police partners, inviting young people from different parts of Croydon, Sutton. But the key thing is it's bringing the families and the police together in harmony, in cohesion, to spread that awareness. And it really, from there, it's really taken off. We went to then on to Barnet. Further a few months later, and now we fast forward into 2019, we've now engaged approximately over 3,000 young people. We've built some great relationships along that journey. But for us, one of the key elements of what we've done is we've actually found a life-saving bone marrow match from our 2018 national final in June. A young man stepped forward in from Durham who played, who was one of the runners-up, and he heard about the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, and he stepped forward, registered in the bone marrow register to be that potential match, and by the grace of God, he's been found to be a match for a family. So this is what we're doing. It's not just about the police, the community. It's not about just bringing everybody together. This is about saving lives, and this is what we're doing as a team.
Seriously kind of powerful stuff there, Michael. And again, a massive admiration for what you guys do. I love the fact that it's utilising sport, but also poetry and art and all kinds of other things, that it's entirely voluntary, that it's ultimately very, very inclusive. But, you know, just whip us back this year and tell us about the national final and who were the runners and riders and ultimately who claimed the Gale Cup.
Yeah, well, it was absolutely, this happened in July 7th now. If my memory's correct, it seems like an eternity ago. But we had young people from 11 parts of the country, from Northern Ireland, Durham, Bedfordshire, Essex. It just went on and on and on. And it was just absolutely amazing. One of the winners were Lambeth Spartans. That it was actually a team that I found in Brixton. They were under 16s, Daniel DeGale champions, and they were absolutely amazing. It was fantastic. One of the runners up as well, which this is really kind of close to heart as well. A team named Evolve 7, and they were actually founded by Essex Police. I must give a really big up to Chief Inspector Claire Talbot and all her team in Essex, where they found this team, young boys, never played football together before. Some of them never even met each other. They were found from different churches around in the community of Essex. They came to get together very nervous for the final. They were surrounded by all these teams, and they were runners up. Now, Paul Cannibal was there giving them a fantastic team talk throughout the final. Paul Cannibal, Marcus Gale, Sean Wallace, and many of our personalities are celebrities, and Colin Salmon, they were all there cheering on young people. And so it's absolutely amazing what Lambeth Spartan has done, but another special well done to Evolve 7, who were runners up. This is just a fantastic story.
It just goes to show to us all, Michael, that out of the smallest acorns do massive oaks grow. I know you're a humble guy, but the names there that you mentioned, Michael Salmon and Michael Wallace and all the others, and Marcus Gale, I know Dyer has lent his support as well. And that's a reflection of the fact that there is such buy-in to the ethos that is kickoff at 3. It's only going to grow ever bigger. I'm sure we're going to continue to support it here on Verum Sports. Just want to know quickly, though, ultimately, you always have this wonderful phrase, and I think it's so powerful, that you run quick alone, but you achieve so much more collectively as a pack. Tell us about the pack mentality and some of the key partners that you work closely in conjunction with that really help this juggernaut grow ever bigger.
Yes, Tony, yes, the saying is, yes, we run fast alone, but we go so much further as a group. And that pack is growing. The partners have absolutely been amazing. We can't thank enough the Black Police Association, who from the root of this, when we co-founded Kickoff 3, myself and Ashton, the Black Police Association have been championing us. But as we've evolved, we've now gathered that momentum, gathered that support. We have the Royal Air Force, which, as you know, they've been live on your show, what they're doing in their fantastic in their own right, because this is not just about the sport, this is about giving young people employment opportunities, life skills, making them aware that there's certain apprenticeships available to them. So a big thank you to the Royal Air Force who's supporting. Let's not forget those who are at that local level in Hertfordshire, St Albans. Big thank you to Joe Haley from Striking Places, who's done some phenomenal work with the photography. We've got can't forget Jez from Isis St. Albans, who is massively behind that local support and seeing our vision. And that's the key. People who are seeing our vision, seeing the, what we're doing for the right reasons. And it's just amazing, all these partners and supporters. I've got a big thank you to Sue Aaron, who is our chair, who's voluntarily putting a lot of admin time, because this takes a lot of paperwork, a lot of behind the scenes. So a big thank you to Sue, who, she's not local, she lives in Bournemouth, so we're champion support from the coast. So big thank you to Sue Irwin.
The amount of love and passion that goes into this, and it means that it is going to continue to grow and grow. As always, before I let you go, I want to give your platform just a second to raise awareness and give us an insight to how we can engage, and also to encourage if people are listening, what are form partnerships, if you are in a business scenario and can offer some type of support, if that's financial, if that's kit, equipment, every bit helps. Michael, I'll give you that moment, in just one moment, but just before that, I know you're a supremely humble man and very magnanimous, but nevertheless, it's not all about, it's not for the pat on the back. I know that about you, but it is every now and again nice to receive. And I know award-winning down in Middlesex. Tell us a little bit about that. And I know by the time this airs on Saturday, potentially another one in the bag, two awards. Tell us about the one that was already bagged down in Middlesex, and a little bit about the night and the one you've got up and coming this very week.
Yes, thank you, Tony. We were recognised by Middlesex Football Association for the work we've been doing with multiple charities, the work we've been doing within that football arena, where we were fortunate enough to be awarded by Middlesex FA Grassroots Project of the Year, which was, we were humbled by, and really for us, myself, Ashton and our team, we have that. It's not about the accolades, but really and truly, we're dedicating that Pacific Award to all the young people that we've lost to knife and gun crime across the countries. So that award is sitting gracefully in respect to those families and loved ones who've lost their young loved ones. So we see that award for what we're doing, but in respect to those lost ones to this epidemic of knife and gun crime.
And again, you are for changing the narrative. It's going to not happen by magic. It happens over with determination and opportunities, the like of which you and Juggernaut Kickoff at Three provide. And then another potential trophy in the cabinet. Again, not for the kudos, but once again, it adds credibility and is a reflection of the massive amount of energy, commitment, all voluntary, that you and a whole team have put in to this behemoth, though, I would say. Kickoff at Three. Tell us about the potential award coming up.
Yes, tomorrow evening, by the time this is aired, it would have come and gone and we would have known if we'd won, but we've been gracefully nominated in Hertfordshire with this St Albans Business Chamber Awards. We've been nominated as Community Champion of the Year, which another absolutely fantastic accolade. We're all winners. Everybody that's been nominated in their own right, they've been nominated for a reason, nominated for a purpose. And, we're grateful that we've been recognised for what we're doing. There again, this is not for the kudos. This is about doing things for the right reason. So we're just thankful people have recognised our hard work, our voluntary contributions to the community. And for us, this is about saving lives. This is about spreading awareness. So we're just graceful that we've been nominated within Hertfordshire. So thank you to all those that have nominated us in the community of Hertfordshire. Thank you.
Awesomely said, Michael. Again, I totally respect that about yourself. In closing then, as we've kind of weaved through, a labour of love, not just yourself, Ashley, a whole team, all the partners, that hours, literally hours of time, panning the country, organising events, providing unreal opportunities for young people to better and improve themselves. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal project. But again, it is entirely voluntary. So please, Michael, best website, best means to engage with you for more information. And I would encourage the ever-generous people of St. Albans, if there is any way, any businesses that can lend support, either financially or through, it could be as simple as kit, it could be as simple as connections, or maybe some of your own time to assist. But bottom line, Michael, I'd like you to remind us all of the best ways to engage with your phenomenal project Kickoff at 3.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, for that platform. The best way to contact us is you can look at our website. We're regularly updating it. The lovely Sue Irwin is kindly helping support with our website. You can reach us on www.kickoff@3, the at as in AT, 3, just the number 3.co.uk. You can find us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. I will stress Twitter because I regularly tweet myself from our Kickoff 3 account. And you'll regularly see us tweeting about what's going on. So please, for anybody that loves a bit of tweeting, a bit of Twitter, please follow us on Twitter. Google our name, Kickoff 3. You will find all the information about what we're doing now, what we've done previously. Look us up. And if you wish to support, as I said, we're not looking for money. That helps, but it's not about money. It's about voluntary contributions. If you feel, or anybody feels they can contribute voluntary to support what we're doing around the country, please get in contact with us, and we'll be happily receive any kind of support that's been willing to be given to our team.
Michael, beautifully phrased, beautifully said. And once again, I'd like to say it's great to always champion Kickoff at 3. I look forward to hearing about the juggernaut building as we move into 2020 and beyond. Good luck for the efforts on Thursday. I know it's not what it's all about, but as I say, it's always strong credibility. And it's always great to be nominated. But once again, in closing, thank you so much for your time. And I wish you and team every continued joy, success, and happiness.
Yes, Tony, just a big thank you. I just need to just say a final is two kind of special thank yous to those who've been supporting Andy George in Northern Ireland and the Irish FA who've been supporting over there in Belfast, and Mark Dennison. Please, I thank them for supporting and driving that engine over in Belfast. We'll be back over there very soon. And more locally, I must thank you know this person very well, the lovely Denise Parsons, who's kindly volunteered her time to support within the community in Hertfordshire for what we're doing. So a big thank you. And lastly, I've got to thank you, Tony Rice, and Berylyn Sport, and all your team. Thank you. We're all going to be on that journey. This is not stopping. We are saving lives. So thank you to each and every one.
You're a top... Michael, you're a top man. I appreciate that massively. As I say, all the very best, and no doubt we'll speak to you very soon. And as I say, the juggernaut continues on. Michael Wallace, top man. Thank you so much.